Well, it is a very good evening to you, and how you be at 6:30 and 30 seconds to go right along with it Wednesday evening on your fan, New York City. Steve Summers here, you there. Unit production manager, key grip, best boy, Peter Hoffman. Connor Green, choreographer for tonight's program. Those two on the other side of the glass. And 1-877-337-6666. That'll be the number for a 3.5 hour Wednesday schmooze. Right up until Sal Licata at 10 on your fan, New York City.
Casey was baseball mad, had the fever and had it bad, just to root for the hometown for every tool, Casey Blue.
I feel like the guys that are ready to go have all had a good spring.
Stanton drills one to deep left field. That ball is high. It is far. It is gone. Out into the night.
Now, Greg Bird hits one to left center field. Glaber hits his second home run in as many days.
Judgian blast. A line drive bullet in the stands.
Take me out to the ballgame. Take me out with the crowd. Buy me some peanuts and Cracker Jack. I don't care if I ever get back.
Proud of the way the guys battled this spring and played and run the bases, their approach at the plate.
Brandon Minnow has punched out a three-run homer. Michael Conforto's had a great spring, and it continues with a two-run homer.
Gone, and Pete Alonso goes to the opposite field, hitting a tailing two-run homer.
Now the 2-2 pitch. In there, call strike three. DeGrom strikes out the side.
Let me root for the home team. If they don't win, it's a shame. For it's 1-2-3 strikes, you're out at the old ball game.
I look forward to being here for a long time, hopefully a lifelong Met.
The guys are ready to get this thing going.
Less than 48 hours, yes, and less than 24 hours from now. 'Twas the day before baseball, and all through the park, as the Yankees get ready for a game one that won't be played in the dark. Meet the debts no more, as they pay you to play. And now get ready in Washington for a wonderful day. Baseball 2019 is upon us. After the long winter wonderland of horrible hoops and melted ice, especially for those who favor the Knickerbockers and Rangers, fans exercising load management, taking a long and too long rest, hibernating, ventilating, knowing their fate, waiting forever for March 28. The Yankees have power with players that tower, and anything less than a title would end in a mood totally sour. The Metropolitans sell you with the hope and belief, with some age and some youth, and want you to know that's the absolute truth. So get set and get ready to go, because the forecast tomorrow says no chance of snow. All right. You know, from mock drafting, here is your mock lineup. We don't have full rosters of yet. We have little bits and pieces. And you have heard throughout the day on WFAN who's on the roster, who may be on the roster, who's not on the roster. Nothing official as we speak, and probably we're not going to get the lineups for tomorrow's games until tomorrow. But here is your mock lineup with the New York Yankees. Leading off in center field, Brett Gardner. Batting second, Aaron Judge in right. Batting third, Greg Bird. We have him over there at first. Cleaning up, Giancarlo Stanton in left field. Taking the fifth, Gary Sanchez catching, or at least trying to. Batting number 6, Luke Voit, your DH. Batting number 7, Troy Tulowitzki at short. Batting 8, Miguel Andujar over there at third base. And batting number 9, Gleyber Torres over there at second base. Here is the mock lineup for the New York Metropolitans in Washington, D.C. Leading off, Brandon Nimmo in left field. Batting number 2, Jeff McNeil over there at third base. Batting number 3, Robinson Cano, the 36-year-old second baseman. He will be batting number 3. Batting number 4, cleaning up, Wilson Ramos behind the plate. Batting number 5 in right field, Michael Conforto. Batting number 6, Pete Alonso. And he will be at first base in the mock lineup. And I'm pretty sure, because all the indications are that this young phenom is going to be starting over there at first base tomorrow in Washington, D.C., facing Max Scherzer. So we got Alonso batting number 6, batting number 7, Ahmed Rosario. He'll be at shortstop. Batting number 8, Cy Grom. He'll be throwing. And batting number 9, we have Juan Lagares, and let's hope he can stay healthy for at least 9 innings. He'll be in center field. By the way, here's an extra added attraction for the monologue. Your division winners in the National League East, off the strength of having excellent press conferences and positive radio interviews, as we heard from earlier today on WFAN Radio in New York City, we like in the National League East the New York Metropolitans, thanks to Van Bandwagonen, who hits him out of the park, as he did today at the Cy Grom presser. And with his answers and with the Q&A with the three amigos this afternoon. So we like the Metropolitans. Anyone got an argument with that? In the National League Central, the Pittsburgh Pirates. In the National League West, the San Diego Padres. The two wildcard teams, the Miami Marlins and the Cincinnati Reds. Thank you. In the American League East, your winner, the Baltimore Orioles. In the American League Central, the Detroit Tigers. In the American League West, the Seattle Mariners. We just want to make sure you're paying attention. From the mock lineups to mocking the division winners. And there you had my picks. By the way, a little bit later on, like how about 8:05, and looking forward to this. Wayne Coffey is a writer's writer. He's a 5-star writer, formerly of the Daily News, and he has written a number of books, including from the New York Times bestseller list, The Boys of Winter. Well, he's got a new one out, and the timing is perfect. The name of the book, They Said It Couldn't Be Done. It's out now, and it's on, of course, the 1969 New York Metropolitans. So at 8:05, of course, we'll be talking to Wayne Coffey. All right, so there you have it, and, you know, listen, it has been the long winter from a weather point of view, somewhat of a mild winter. Cold you can handle. Blizzards are a little tough to handle. We didn't have as much snow. But from a sports point of view, from a Knickerbocker point of view, what kind of season? From a New York Rangers point of view, what kind of season? And so we have been counting the days, and there's less than one now. As everybody gets underway on March 28, all the games in the afternoon, there's one game that begins at 7, but 4 o'clock local time in Seattle when they take on the Red Sox. So tomorrow, Cy Grom and Max Scherzer, and you know, with the Yankees at the ballpark, at the place next door in the Bronx, taking on the Zeros, and it can't happen and get underway fast enough.